tattoo that is placed under the skin. Mm-hmm. It goes in under the skin into the fat cells. And that's where the insulin is given. Just like you would give yourself a shot.
Right.
It's the same thing, but the machine does it for you.
Mm-hmm.
And it's very convenient. And it's more accurate than giving insulin injections yourself, because the machine gives you the right dose right at the right time.
Mm-hmm.
Whereas if you're giving yourself injections, if you are in class or if you are out somewhere in the grocery store, you know, and you say, oh, it's time for me to take my insulin. Okay, well, you got to wait till you get home, or you got to wait till be excused by your teacher if you're in class to go, you know, you have to do something. But when you have that insulin pump that has the insulin in it, it gives it to you at the right time. You don't have to do anything. The only thing with the insulin pump is that everything has to be programmed into it.
Mm-hmm.
Your doctor tells you how much insulin you're supposed to get. And according to how much food, how much carbohydrate intake you have, and how much food you ate, what the intake was, when you programmed it into your little device, your insulin pump, it knows how much insulin that you should get after you finish that meal.
Mm-hmm.
So that's how it works. So it's a very, very good thing. And patients have had much, much better outcomes with the insulin pump. And the insulin pump is set up like the pancreas. The pancreas is always, in normal people who have normal insulin from the normal pancreas, it's delivering insulin all the time, all mm-hmm. day long, according mm-hmm. to your blood sugar levels. So this is what the pump does, something similar to that. So it's a good thing. So you'll learn all about that from your diabetic educator if you find out that you are diabetic and you do indeed need to take insulin. Now, for those who don't need to take insulin because your blood sugar is not too high where it's so bad, if you have high blood sugar and you need to get it under control, your doctor can put you on anti-diabetic pills that control your blood sugar levels, and they control how much insulin. They help the pancreas to produce more insulin. They all work differently, and you could never ever take someone else's diabetic pill or someone else's insulin. Never. And if you're not sure about your insulin dosage, or if you feel sick or anything like that, you should always contact your diabetic educator or your primary doctor, because you may be giving yourself the wrong amount of insulin.
Right.
But you may have programmed it in there wrong.
Mm-hmm.
So, and you do take classes to learn how to use the insulin pump. Okay, you don't just get it one day and use it the next. It's a period of time that you have to be sort of in class to learn how to use it. And so
you also mentioned that usually whenever you get the insulin pump, you have to stay in the hospital a couple of days to.
Yeah, sometimes they will keep you in the hospital, especially if you are a newly diagnosed diabetic, in particular type 1. And you know that you're going to have insulin all the time mm-hmm. to live. So they will keep you in the hospital for an additional 2 or 3 days to teach you and make sure before you go home that you do, in fact, know how to use the pump
mm-hmm.
and you've learned sufficiently. And, of course, you know, everybody learns different. Some people can pick it up really, really quickly
mm-hmm.
and learn fast, and some take a long time. So mm-hmm. they just make sure before they send you home, they will make sure that you know how to properly program it and make sure everything is okay.
Mm-hmm.
So that's about it for diabetes. And of course, it's a whole lot more.
I know.
It is. Diabetes is a huge topic, but it's treatable. As I said earlier, it is a treatable illness. And it doesn't have to be as bad as it is. So if we start talking about diabetes more often and having little programs such as this, we might not reach that epidemic proportion that Absolutely. The CDC is talking about in the year 2050. We may That's not even it. Get to that if people learn about it, if it's yeah. taught out in the public more.
Absolutely. So, and it has to be treated seriously. I mean, this is something that, excuse me, this is something that you don't play with.
Right.
Because I told you before that I used to, one of my coworkers had an insulin pump and he died at his desk at work because he would readjust that insulin pump so many times. He would go out and eat something, excuse me, he would eat something or drink something and and then just give himself a big dose of insulin. And it didn't work. It was fatal for him, do that. It has to be treated. And this was a young man. Excuse me. Like I said, it has to be treated seriously. Well, Mrs. Johnson, I thank you so much for being with us today and explaining this huge illness to us. And it brought about more understanding about diabetes, how it's treated and the different types of diabetes and the causes and all of the things that are involved with this. And like you said, it's even more information out there. It's bigger than this, but this is a lot of information, and I do appreciate you so much for being with us today. Thank you so much.
And you're quite welcome, and it was all my pleasure. Thank you.
Thank you. Bye.
Bye.
God knew us a long time ago. He loved us enough to allow us to be born. He loved us enough to allow Jesus to come. Jesus loved us enough to die for us. It would be a disservice to Jesus not to love ourselves after all he went through for me and you. God elevated us by loving us. Jesus elevated us by dying for us. The Holy Spirit elevates us by living inside of us. Keep God first and be your best self. Don't give negative words from others power over you. Let God change you from a caterpillar into a butterfly. Just a reminder, the best is yet to come. My contact information has changed. My email address is rosyh615@gmail.com. My telephone number is 318-442-6011. Thank you. God bless.
This is the 70,000 watt voice of the community. KAYT, Gina Alexandria.
Attention future leaders. The Phi Beta Sigma Fraternity Incorporated, Delta Chi Sigma Chapter, and Zeta Phi Beta Sorority Incorporated, Zeta Phi Zeta Chapter of Alexandria, is excited to announce our 2025 scholarship season. These scholarships are designed to support ambitious students pursuing higher education while making a difference in your community.
As you're graduating high school and preparing for a bright future, we want to invest in you. Don't miss out on this incredible opportunity to fund your dreams and reach new heights. Applications are now open. The deadline to apply is February 19th, 2025. Visit our Facebook page for details and eligibility. The Thomas A. Ellis Scholarship and the Zeta Phi Zeta Chapter Scholarship, where your future meets our legacy.
Good morning. It's time now for Second Union Baptist Church radio broadcast with Reverend Joseph Martin. The church is located 6436 Old Baton Rouge Highway, Alexandria, Louisiana, 71302. You can phone 318-445-4875. And now, here is Second Union Baptist Church radio broadcast already in progress.
That nobody be able to hear me unless they have a good mic. Amen. But this is one of my good songs. This is one of those Lee Williams, Trouble in My Way. I have to cry sometimes. How many of y'all have had some trouble?
Testing 1, 2, 3.
Many of y'all know that Jesus will fix it. Whatever your problem is, whatever your trouble is, he'll fix it. May not fix it when you want it, but the songs say he'll fix it after a while. To cry sometimes, so much trouble. I have to cry sometimes. I lay it awake at night, but that's all right. I know Jesus. After a while, trouble in my way. I have to moan sometimes. So much trouble. I have to moan sometimes. I lay awake at night. But that's all right. I know Jesus. After a while, trouble in my way. I have to cry sometimes. So much trouble. I have to cry sometimes. I lay awake at night. But that's all right. I know Jesus. After a while. Let me say that. Trouble in my way. I have to moan sometimes. So much trouble. I have to moan sometimes. I lay awake at night. Hold it right there. I lay awake at night. Sometimes I can't sleep. I lay awake at night. I don't care what type of sedative I've taken. I lay awake at night. I lay awake at night. Sometimes there's a reason why we lay awake at night. It might be that son who has gotten himself in some trouble. It might be that daughter who has gotten herself in some trouble. So we lay awake at night. Can't get no sleep. We lay awake at night. We lay awake at night. Lay awake at night. Lay awake at night. Can't get no sleep. Can't get no rest. Lay awake at night. But that's all fine. Cry sometime. Have you ever cried? Trouble in my way. I have to cry sometime. I lay awake at night. But that's all right. I know Jesus. I know Jesus. I know Jesus. Amen. Amen. It's amazing.
use this podium mic until I pick this one up.